I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too. OMFG. Hey, Emily.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Deanna. Welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show, Emily.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank so we met up today, here. And we were sitting at a cafe.
Yeah, as we're prone to do.
Down the street comes a walk-in. A girl just filming herself with her arm outstretched, with her camera, her phone in her hand, filming herself just walking down the street.
Marching down Sunset Boulevard.
And we both said to each other, like, What is happening? What is happening? Why is this happening?
Right. With no irony. And people around her, by the way, like, yes, who weren't looking at her. Like, her friends didn't find this odd.
Nope.
They were like, that's how Jane does.
Oh, there she goes again.
There she goes again. No big deal.
Filming herself walking down the street.
There's a level of narcissism.
Big time.
That we've hit in the selfie world.
And I'm not sure, like, it seems to have no cap.
Right. There's no filter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some filters on it, but there's no
hashtag filter
on how many, like, we have a friend who has been selfieing her face off
for quite some time. Look, and people do this. I mean, people do some selfies, but certain, like, there are times when
it's just too much.
Is it needed?
Like, I'm starting to turn.
What is the point?
Yeah, I'm like, you know you're a good-looking person.
Gorgeous.
And it's time to just...
Thank you. Oh, you're not talking about me.
Well, I know I am talking about it. And Emily, I just want to tell you, you are a good-looking person.
I should selfie
and
more?
You should be selfieing more. And I think your selfie game is weak right now, and I want you to just amp it up.
Bish,
but, you
please.
Know, it just gets to be... You know, there should be a saturation point where you're like, I think I've seen my face on the internet enough this week, but there doesn't seem to be.
I mean, I think in protest, I have not changed my profile picture for like 4 years.
You're doing a silent protest right now?
I am.
I didn't even know I was sitting next to you when you were protesting.
I'm going to go on record. I am not pro-selfie.
Okay.
I've taken them. I will take more. But in general.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it alone. There's someone in my picture with me.
Right.
You know?
I've selfied us.
We've selfied it, right? But it's not like I'm just going to take a picture of my face and put it out in the world.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
Right. And I think that shows that you have self-respect.
You want to come see this face?
Yeah.
Make an appointment. We'll have a chat.
Well, we have today a really, a little firecracker coming in here.
So excited to have her.
Yeah. She seems like a lot of fun. We haven't met her yet, but she seems like a super fun time. Her name is Vivian Lamoli.
And she is an actress.
Yeah.
And a delightful young woman.
Well, let's see what she has to show us. OMFG!
All right, we're here with Vivian Lamoli.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome already.
Yeah, well, you're so much fun. You came in with a bright pink lip and a good attitude.
Oh, yeah. I've got to rock the lip. You know, if I'm going to wear high pony slick back situation,
right,
you got to have a fierce lip.
Okay. Oh, see, I'm already learning. I'm already learning.
You're already teaching us.
Sweet.
Because I would have thought, like, I could wear a fierce lip with my hair down.
You can.
Okay.
Actually, you can, but... What I mean is just that if you're gonna do the high pony or the tight look, you have to have a lip.
Okay. So it's
you can wear a lip any day.
Anytime.
Because your hair gives you something, but once you take it off your face, you need a little
power pop.
Absolutely. Totally. Maybe it's just me.
No.
No. I think you're right.
I like that.
I think that's a good philosophy. Do you, like, watch those YouTube people talk about hair and makeup?
You know what? It's so funny. I was talking to my girlfriend, Danielle, the other day about this because I don't.
You don't.
And the problem is when I do, I learn so much. I'm like, oh my gosh, why wasn't I watching this for years?
Right.
Because honestly, like, the eyebrows are on fleek.
Yeah.
A lot of
yours
the,
are.
The, oh, thank you so yeah. much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. I like, you know, I like to keep the thick look because I think
if you go too thin, it's very in right now.
The thick look is totally in, girls.
Yes, so. We had two models in and they told us, bring your eyebrows back. Don't be plucking them.
Bring back the brow. I love it.
And I did. And I have to say,
I have
a patchy moment happening where it won't fully come back in. And I'm like, my ship might have sailed.
Oh my gosh. Can I tell you what? I bought a saving grace. Well, actually, I didn't. I have to give a shout out to my sister. It was a gift. But they're called Christian Eyebrows. So
tell us
we
everything.
Can look those up. They're stencils, actually, for your brows. And there's a thick, thin, and natural.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And so you, stay away from thin,
wait
obviously.
A minute.
Yeah.
First of all, let me promise you how terribly wrong it would go if I put a stencil
on
eyebrow.
Your brow.
No, you have no idea. The disaster. They would be crooked, A.
Oh, I have faith in you, though.
No, you shouldn't.
Is that why they're called Christian?
Totally.
You have to have
faith. You know what? But you totally got it. You hit the nail on the head.
So I feel like we derailed you on that. So you were saying that.
YouTube videos, though.
So you learn.
I learn from them myself. And actually, right now, I'm learning from a lot of makeup artists who say they've never taken schooling, that they learned from the YouTube videos.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's all about, like, if there's someone, another thing, beating my face, get your face beat.
That means
made up.
Mm-hmm. No, I know that from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Totally.
That's the only place I know that.
Yeah. Well, maybe not say it like
beating my face.
But you could say, like, ooh, he could beat a face. He could beat a face, though.
What is
let's unpack that a little bit because it does. You have to say it with the right. You just said it
totally.
With a real nice upbeat attitude, which I think helps. Because if you're any bit sort of like stoic, you know, he could beat a face. Like someone's gonna find
exactly
him
monotone kind of. He could beat a face.
Right,
it doesn't work.
Where do you think it comes from?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think it's just they get it so good and so hard.
Yeah.
You don't mind me saying that at the end of the day, you're just like, dang, he beat it. She beat it. She beat that face.
She beat it. So it has nothing to do with
like
physically
beat
hurt.
It, like Michael Jackson.
Beat it
kind
Michael
of thing.
Jackson. Like,
totally.
Okay.
I think MJ kind of, you can follow his lead for that phrase.
Just beat it.
Just beat it.
Is there, who in Hollywood has their face beat right now?
Kim K.
Oh. She's beating her face all day
long. Like right now, all day long. It's a 24-hour thing
for
them.
But don't you think she looks prettier without makeup?
I think she's gorgeous.
I do, too.
I think she's, all three of them actually look great without makeup. Courtney would be my fave.
Yeah.
She just cracks me up all day long.
She's so funny.
But I think that when Kim does have her eyebrows on fleek and her face is beat, she is flawless. Always. Do you like all that?
Yeah,
do you like all that together?
You integrated a lot.
That's great.
No, she's one of the ones that I'll be like sending photos over to my makeup artist.
Yeah.
This is how I want to look.
Should we be excited about your show? Like, let's just deal with that for one second. Tell us everything.
Duh, totally. Well, with Islos High, Hulu's Islos High, it's a full Latino cast.
Okay.
And it's for the first Latino cast that's an English-speaking show.
That's awesome.
And it's a Hulu original, so they, you know, came up with that on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the producers and everything, Wise Entertainment, they're amazing. But at the end of the day, it's a show about high school students.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a Latino Degrassi, 90210.
Oh, that's a perfect explanation.
So yeah, I feel like Degrassi watcher myself, along with 90210. I feel like
you kicked it back old school. To
yeah,
see
totally. To
Are
do
we
that
talking
research.
About 90210 original or 90210 remix?
You know what? It's funny that you ask because the first thing that came to mind was new school, and then I was like old school,
right?
Yeah,
because we don't.
I was
know
gonna
new
say
school.
Kelly, but that's an. Kelly,
yeah.
Is that a character? Or
you
that...
need to do more homework.
Ooh,
because
that's Saved by the Bell.
That, no, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because Kelly, there's Kelly's... two Kellys. There's Kelly.
Yeah.
Kapowski from Saved by the Bell, and Kelly the blonde.
Jenny Garth.
Jenny Garth is the old school 90210.
Yeah.
Either way, old school, new school, they're both amazing.
All right. Well, we haven't seen new school, but we'll just pretend in the spirit of old school.
In the spirit of old school, new school.
It gets so much racier. I feel like that's the trend of...
Well, that is actually the trend. Okay, so I was looking at a photo of like... It was all these things of like, back in the day, we did it this way, and today it's this. And there was this one of like girls in a TV show dressing slutty, and it was like crop tops and mini skirts. And then it was like girls in high school today just as is, and it was the same outfits. And
it's even like, worse almost.
Almost worse. And it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
The regular girls nowadays are more slutty than how they portrayed the slutty girls back in the day. Yeah.
That are like,
can you tell us why this
now?
Is? Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna go in the direction of the fact that I think that it's just a more positive vibe. Like, it's fun to show off the fact that you have a great bod.
Great.
And maybe not so much in a slutty way, but it's just like fashion changes all the time.
Right.
And I think that nowadays, like, why not have those crop tops and, you know, hopefully not bathing suit bottom looking things, but Daisy Dukes and fun shorts to wear.
That, like, people will look back and be like, I cannot believe I was wearing that to high school.
I might say that. I might say that a few times when it comes to even dancewear is fun. But I don't think we really think about it. I think at the end of the day, we just, like, throw something on. They're like, I don't know about that.
Because I think about it.
Really?
Well, all this thought and look what's happening over here. Not much. We're sitting around thinking about it. Look how far it's gotten us. Nowhere.
Like blousy gray shirts.
Yeah, I love it though.
We got nowhere fast.
Gray is so in.
Girl, you are wearing gray.
Yeah, you are wearing gray.
It's like the black and the gray and the fitted clothing.
So we haven't had, have we had a Latina girl in yet?
No.
Ooh.
Is there anything? We have a whole bunch of whiteies and a whole bunch of African Americans.
Well, I'm honored to be your first Latina.
Yeah, but we haven't had any Latinas. So, gosh.
So welcome.
And
welcome.
You're getting a lot of Latina at you. It's not just,
Tell me, what do we have here? What are we getting?
Puerto Rican, Cuban, and Italian.
Dear sweet baby Jesus.
We did it right, sounds like.
So yeah. We're wondering, is there anything that you can teach us? Maybe with a little flavor attached to it.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely have a lot of that fun stuff.
What do you got?
In East Los High.
Okay.
The word skonka rolls
skonka?
Around.
Skonka? Skonka?
Yes, mama.
I already
shout it to the top of the to East LA, honey. Let them hear you over in East LA.
What is that? I've already totally accepted it into my life. Like,
okay.
Jesus.
We're gonna roll into some Urban Dictionary right now. I'm a little nervous to unravel the definition.
Bring it. You're gonna help us
in one word.
Right, skonka.
You would say slut.
Okay,
skonka is a slut.
Wow, that is the best way. It's so,
and it's like, yeah,
you can just toss it at someone,
rip it right into someone, and we have no shame in dropping it often. So on set,
will you use it in a sentence for us?
And Mensa is a good one too. That means stupid.
Oh.
that means, did you say smart?
Because like a Mensa student, right? A Mensa. Mensa program.
Maybe that's why we use it as stupid.
Right.
To be like opposite. So Mensa and Skonka.
That's great. Okay.
Okay.
Can you be
a Mensa
Skonka?
You actually can.
That Mensa Skonka.
Yes.
Skonka.
Yeah, and a skonka.
Skonka.
Yeah, you gotta put the, because it's almost like skunk.
Right, with a
but
ka.
Skonka.
Skonka.
Yes, get it, girl.
Okay.
Work.
I just won't stop saying it. Go
so,
on.
So, yeah, you can use them both in the same sentence. You should have made him bag it Mensa. You should have made him bag it skonka. It's good, right?
Oh, talk with me through. You should have made him bag it.
Totally.
Okay, excuse me for one second.
Yeah,
what she's saying is that skonka had unprotected sex. with that gentleman. And he should have put a bag on it because now she's pregnant, goddammit.
Yep.
Because she's Mensa.
She's very Mensa. Yeah.
And Skonka.
Well, obviously.
I'm...
Obvs.
Obvy.
In it.
Obvy.
In it. Okay.
Wow. What else do you have?
I'm throwing them at you, huh? Are we good?
I'm ready.
I want more. Is the heat...
I'm warm and I'm ready for more.
Oh, wow. So let's see. The Mensa should have made him bag it because now she's a Skonka.
Right.
So...
Might have been one before, but...
I guess we can also say, oh gosh.
No, it's good.
Clearly, it's, you know, we're giving good vibes on the show too because it's like you're learning. You have to make him bag it and you have to be smarter than being a Mensa.
Right.
Right. We're certainly not in Canada, Degrassi style.
What's important? Definitely not.
It's a teachable moment.
But if she kept her chonies on, then she wouldn't be a Mensa Skonka.
Just her underwear, her panties?
Yeah. Yes. That one I did know, too. Okay. That one I did know, too.
I got a high five. Perfect. I got a high five.
Such a fun... It's not a... Yeah, it's good. There's some...
Chonies.
I like that you're just building
on
the same...
You say it, too. Chonies. Like chonies. Chonies. Like it's super sexy and sassy.
Keep
your chonies on.
Right.
Don't get your chonies in a
all
bunch.
All these words, I love it. Because don't get your chonies in a bunch. Snaps for that one.
I got high fives and a snaps.
I can only, I'm hoping
it's all happening right now.
Are we just going to continue to build on this same sentence?
I don't know.
This is a very good teachable moment for us.
And it's definitely helping me with a lot of the new dialogue that's coming up.
Yeah.
So, you know.
What else do we have?
It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. So the Mensa, who's a Skonka, has chonies that should stay on.
Right.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
If
there's nothing else, we can also that you've given us so much.
I mean, we don't have to keep going.
I'm just now we're hungry for more.
The knowledge. Well, I want to you know sock it to the guy too. Like
give us one for him because his chonies should have stayed on too.
Yeah, totally.
Can you talk about a guy's chonies?
You know what?
Not really.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think that they have chonies on. I think they have.
Would that be an insult if you said that?
Yeah.
That would be like, just keep your panties on as well. Right. Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Right.
Figure it out.
Okay.
You could say, so baboso. That's very Puerto Rican.
That's
very Puerto Rican. Everything else I gave you, super Mexican.
Okay.
I love that we're doing this in like ethnicities and nationalities
too.
You
got to.
We're learning across. But you know what? I'm going to bring my arroz con gandules and just we'll have a whole like Spanish party and eat good food.
Where is it?
I'm hungry.
She's like, why didn't you cook for us though? I just learned how to make tostones. I should have brought them in.
Yes, next time.
Next time, for sure. A whole fiesta.
I need them.
So
you should have bagged it and brought it in.
Oh my gosh.
Emily.
I'm thinking of a whole like dessert tray of funny words for you. So he's a baboso for not having, not bagging it too.
Laboso?
Baboso.
Baboso.
That means stupid.
Just stupid.
As well.
Mensa baboso.
All right.
Yeah, you can say babosa too.
Babosa.
Yeah.
And on that, I think we need to take a break.
Take a breather.
Let's get some water.
Thanks, guys. Some water. We'll be right back.
And some ice. OMFG! Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of OMFG. Brand new episodes of every show on the new Wolf Pop Network are currently available for your consumption at www.wolfpop.com. Wolfpop has a ton more great shows, like Reading Aloud with Nate Cordry, Happy, Sad, Confused with Joshua Horowitz, Cry Babies with Sarah Thayer and Susan Orlean, Get Up On This with Jensen Karp, Off Camera with Sam Jones, I Was There Too with Matt Garley, The Rotten Tomatoes Podcast, Denzel Washington is the Greatest Actor of All Time, period, with Kamau Bell and Kevin Avery, and The Canon with Amy Nicholson and Devin Faraci. Check them out on iTunes or head to the new website at www.wolfpop.com. OMFG.
Welcome back.
Vivian, we have a couple quick questions for you. They're super quick. They're just so everyone can kind of get to know you.
Rapid
and just
fire.
Get a little rapid fire.
Quickies.
Boom, 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 boom.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Great. You made the cut. You're young enough to be here. Do you selfie?
Do I selfie? That would be a yes.
Great. How often?
You know, I try not to have a selfie by a selfie on Instagram. So
great.
Not often.
Rule of thumb.
Good rule of thumb. You don't want to keep looking at yourself.
Right. No.
Or maybe you do.
Don't we?
How is your face beat or is it not beat?
Sometimes I take a selfie with a beat face or without a beat face.
Great.
But I always make sure I mention that it's beat.
Oh.
Hashtag beat a face.
Beat a face.
Beat a face.
God, that can go so wrong. I hope everybody knows what that means.
Well, they do now.
Yeah. They learned it all here.
Taylor Swift, Love It or Leave It.
Sorry, I'm not quick. I need to be quick. Mm-mm. So, Love It because I just love. Yeah. I would love to leave it, but I love it. Right. I love Blank Space.
That's a great answer.
I think that she's fun. I would love to leave it, but I love it.
I love that you love it.
Cool.
And I love that you would want to leave it, but you can't. You'd love to not leave it.
I'd love to not leave it.
Love
let's say
to
it
not
just
leave
like
it.
That.
Okay,
because
that's beautiful.
I sing it every day.
Right.
Sing it, love it.
Hold it close. What is the coolest app on your phone?
Oh, wow.
Or the app you like the most?
That I probably use the most. I have ViscoCam.
Go on.
It's weird because it's just spelled VSCO. Does anyone else in the room know ViscoCam?
Nope.
Awesome. It's like a filter or many different filters.
Okay.
So what it is it just changes your photos and, you know, enhances them a bit.
Very Do you cool. always use a ViscoCam?
I don't always use a ViscoCam, okay. But I make sure to hashtag no filter.
Right, just so people know. Just so people know it's real.
Do you hashtag ViscoCam totally. If you're using it?
Yeah. You know what? I have never done that yet.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ViscoCam.
Yeah, RIP ViscoCam.
I have to, yeah.
Do you, feel like your hashtag game is really strong.
Yeah. Which oh my gosh. If anyone on my castmates hear this, they're going to make fun of me so hard because I'm the one who hashtags everything.
Yeah, you're like, well, I do this, but I make sure to hashtag it, blah, blah. Like, your hashtag game
I'm
is on
hashtagger.
Fleek.
I'm a hashtagger. It's on fleek.
It is.
For sure.
Which brings us to our next question.
Okay.
Are you hashtag blessed?
I am hashtag blessed.
Okay.
Quite often too.
Great.
Maybe every other
hashtag
photo.
Oh, it's you're like
a high hashtag blessed.
And are you ironically hashtag blessing or like you're like this is real, I'm hashtag blessed?
I'm sorry. I needed a moment there. It just got hot for me. You know what? Honestly, I've never thought of it ironically until I started getting made fun of. So
aww.
I'm going to keep on the track of not ironically.
I like that. Beautiful. Okay. So we did a little Googling.
You did, mm-hmm.
And
did
we
you?
Saw that you were on the show, one of Emily's all-time favorite shows, which she just told me. Sex sent me to the ER.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And if that's one of your favorite shows, rock on.
It's pretty good.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
Would you say
sure.
that?
I mean, it's kind of genius because it's real stories from people who have been intimate and then
totally
needed to go to the ER. But they bring on fantastic actors and actresses to do reenactments.
Yeah, because when I saw that you were on it,
and
I was like, but wait, she's an actress. Isn't it a reality show?
Well, they also have those people that undergo said experience, whether they're, you know, in the hospital, I mean, what am I trying to say? Like, whether they're the nurse or the doctor or the patients, one of them
is
has
real.
Gone through the situation.
Yeah. So they're describing it.
So
wait,
I
that's
know
every
that
episode?
Every episode.
Oh, that is good. That's
every
good.
Single ep.
Okay, we're going to play a little game with you.
Oh, I like games.
Okay. So what the deal is here is
But I'm nervous now.
Don't be nervous. It's all good. Basically, we're going to just throw out a word.
Okay.
We want you to just toss a word back to us.
Just whatever pops into your brain.
First, cool. kind of.
So a word association.
It's a word association.
That's exactly what it is.
Precisely.
I see a lot of like giggles coming from that area. So it's making me a little more nervous.
Just so you know, the reason why we're so geeked up and giggly is because we can't figure out the title of this game.
Oh, cool.
And we
our latest title though was word association.
Oh, okay.
That's why we are stupid right now.
Blah. Okay, I guess that's a boring.
Yeah. But yeah. So here we go.
Nell Carter.
George Bush. What the heck?
That's the best answer I've ever heard.
It's so good.
It's the finest answer.
Oh my gosh.
Members only.
Jackets.
Ooh.
Toxic shock syndrome.
There's too many visuals here to like think of anything. Off the top of my head, ready, quick, red.
Oh, interesting. Tamagotchi pet. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Shirajuku dolls.
Oh, lovely.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally Field. Okay. Was I not supposed to say the same
beautiful.
Word?
No, beautiful. You did great. Curly laces.
Hair.
Jelly shoes.
Oh, jelly shoes, fish. I don't know. I wanted to stay away from that word, but I don't know.
No, you had to go there.
Yeah.
Slap bracelets.
5 years old.
Okay.
Oh, and this will be our last one. Swatch.
A swap meet.
Wow, that was fun.
Really good.
That was really fun. That was really fun.
I know it should have been like one word.
No, we're asking. This is a game that phrases. Has no rules. You know, we're trying to basically just have some fun, and we
totally
did. We had a great time.
Can we call the time? Did you? Was it amazing? Did
it
we
was
bring out
really
the-
great time? First of all, toxic shock syndrome red is gonna go down down in like the
books. Pretty good.
Can I ask you to just George elaborate Bush. On that one for a second?
The toxic shock syndrome one.
What does that mean to you?
Anything. Seeing red.
What does that syndrome mean to you?
The syndrome of toxic shock.
Yeah. Do you have it?
No, okay. I don't think so.
This is a thing. So let's just get down to it. Because it's amazing that you said red. Because I was telling Emily, can we just get into it? So I was telling Emily, like, I just stopped wearing. Okay, this is really embarrassing. Now I'm embarrassed. But
no,
it's a tampon situation.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Okay. So you were right. So that's why red came out.
Help me out here.
No,
God.
You were correct.
You were right. Yeah.
That's why, you know.
You said red.
Shark attack.
Shark attack. All of it. But I was telling Emily, like, I still. There's never been one person in the history of time that has gotten toxic shock syndrome.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good theory. I totally agree with you.
It's almost like the man trying to keep us down.
Exactly. Right. You've never known anyone. Have
Who
any
has
of your friends had
never.
Toxic shock?
Never.
No. Have you seen a sex sent through the ER about toxic shock syndrome?
Okay.
No, it's not there.
So,
and what I mean, the thing is, what happened? Like, do you go into shock?
I don't think it
exists.
Are you
seizuring, freaking out?
And I had said, like, I still have these old-timey thoughts in my head, like, oh, I should wear, guys, I'm so sorry, I'm going to reveal this. I was like, I wear a
Chonies.
Pad at night. Oh, my God. And I had somebody say to me,
this is real.
We're getting real. We're getting really real here. And
real
a friend of mine
right
was like, you stick a freaking tampon in there and throw those pads out. I was like, but what about toxic shock syndrome? And they were like, that shit does not exist. You have to stick a tampon in your cooch and leave it there for 5 weeks.
Oh,
and
my
then
gosh.
Maybe you'll get toxic shock syndrome. You are never going to get. And they had to get me right. And now I'm like, okay, I'm not
they
wearing.
They had to get you right.
Get me right in
get
the head.
Get it good.
And now
get
I'm not,
it,
put,
find
I'm not
it.
Wearing a goddamn diaper any longer.
And yes, I was actually told the opposite.
What?
Don't wear that tampon to bed.
Okay, because toxic shock.
Yes.
They were like, let it breathe.
And
I don't
these
even know.
Are like my, let it go. These are like my peers, you know,
okay.
telling me, they're way more old school than I am, just telling me, why are you wearing that to bed?
Okay, so people
You're
are
crazy.
Wearing pads.
Totally.
Oh, God.
Panty liners.
Now I don't know what to do.
Panchoni liners.
Panchoni liners.
Pick them out of the trash.
Is what we like to call
I gotta
them.
Go scoop my pants out of the trash.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Because I got rid of them all. Do them pads in the trash. And well now I always, feel like I have to
you
research
can always
it.
Buy some new ones.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That's another thing.
The whole thing. That's the whole thing.
So funny.
Who...
Okay. Yeah.
We have an intro.
Oh, yeah.
To the show.
To the whole show.
Oh, okay. Yes. I was like, oh, yeah? An intro to another game? No. Should I?
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
I never scared.
I believe it.
So in the intro to the show, we talk about things that we don't know what they are. And the best part is, like, I say this one line. Like, we're like, I don't know if it's GIF or JIF, but, you know.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's hilarious.
But we care. So this one line, I say, I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet. And it was not until we were watching your clips that I learned I was saying it entirely wrong. Because her name is...
Zendaya.
But you've and teachable
that's,
moment.
That's an honest mistake.
From an old person who doesn't know who she is.
Here's the thing. I keep hearing this word old flying around, and these ladies, everyone in the room, in life, are stunning.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I'm going to receive
guys
that
are
from
beautiful.
You. I'm going to receive
so
that from
but
you.
But that's
thank
so, you should.
Thank
receive
you.
It all day long.
Thank
yes,
you.
Honey, work.
Thank you.
You guys are beautiful. I don't want to hear
you.
That one more time.
Fine.
Fine.
But fine. But what we will
oh
ask you
God,
is.
Oh, my God, mess.
What
I love
is. She's a mess. What is Zendaya?
What is Zendaya?
What does she
like,
do?
What
tell
is
us,
it?
What is she?
Tell what is a Zendaya?
Her? What is her purpose?
Hey,
is she?
She's probably like, oh hell no. This chick comes on my set trying to talk about who. No, she doesn't talk like that either. No, Zendaya, what is a Zendaya?
What are we supposed to know?
A huge heart.
Oh.
That's who she is, what she is.
What does she do?
What does a Zendaya do? She is a multi-talented...
is she?
Businesswoman at this
She's
age.
She's a businesswoman?
I can say that after producing her own show that I guest starred on. I will say that, you know, I have nothing but amazing words to say about this
chick. She's an actress. You guys have acted
together.
She's
an actress, singer, and dancer.
Oh, my gosh.
And for me... To say all of those three things, that's huge. Because I won't give you all those credits unless I've seen her do it all. And I'm just like, wow, work.
Okay.
Because there are people who get on Dancing with the Stars and you're like, there really are two left feet. Mm-hmm. Like, that's such a thing.
Yeah.
Right. She had that.
But she killed it. She nailed every performance.
That's where I know her from, but I didn't know what else she did.
Oh, totally. And so that's the thing. Like, I didn't know her from Dancing with the Stars. I knew her from as a singer.
Oh.
So the fact that people know her in different worlds. And,
I didn't
and,
even know
And
her
M's like, and I didn't even know it at all.
Yeah.
Nope.
She thought it was a diet.
No, I. And she's funny, too. She's funny. She's. Inventive when it comes to lines and working on set with her, like professional. She was so much fun. I look forward to working with her again.
Well, I'm so glad you taught us about Zendaya.
Yeah,
which we're not going to change it in the intro. We're just going to leave it as is because it's hilarious that I thought I was saying something right and it was still wrong.
Right, and
but,
I
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't realize you thought Zendaya was the real thing.
Yeah.
And I just know
the
her really because I follow her dance partner on Instagram. So I really never. That's
you do.
That's
shout
all.
Out to Val.
I mean, good Z, Lord.
He's your family. Can you hook a sister up?
He is spectacular.
Come on, girl. Like, let's figure it out.
Now I have more to Google.
Hey, Val. No, he's
right.
Hot.
Thank you so much for coming in and
thank
teaching us
you,
all these
guys.
Things. You have changed our world today. I learned so much.
This was the best.
I hope the best thing you learned is to never be a Mensa skonka
right.
and keep your eyebrows on fleek.
Yeah. And
well, don't forget about the chonies.
And your chonies.
Keep
them
on.
Starched. Press.
Pressed.
I don't know what I'm saying right now.
I
it's running away from me. Dry cleaned.
Okay, your chonies have a really high. Your chonies are too high class. My chonies are living in the hood. Your chonies are like Beverly Hills.
Oh my God.
My chonies are in between. They're like fluff and fold.
Oh my God.
Vivian coming
just keep
in
your
here with her
clean.
Bougie chonies.
Oh hell no. Oh hell no. Don't get me started. You already did.
Thank you and your chonies.
My chonies give you welcome. I don't know what I'm saying.
We take your welcome from your chonies and we offer you great chonies.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Vivian Lamoli.
That's the one and only.
What a pleasure. Thank God you came. We needed you.
Thank
we needed
God
you
in
here.
Heaven.
We needed you. That's the whole thing. We needed you
well,
here.
Well, I'm glad I could be of service.
Yeah, we needed you on OMFG. That's just the hashtag, beginning and the end of
hashtag
it.
Hashtag blessed.
Yes.
Hashtag
always
blessed.
And forever.
Thank you.
Much
Bye.
Love.
Bye.
OMFG.
Wow. I was clapping at the end of this episode because she really just brought it.
I feel like we have been sleeping on the Latina community, and she just got us right.
She just woke us the fuck up.
Yeah, we were exhausted and sleeping, and now we are alive and we are living.
Vivian came in. She taught us so much.
I don't even know if we can review. Let's review. What did we learn?
What's going in the dictionary?
Right. What
okay. is? Skunka. Skunka.
Meaning slut.
Right.
That is great.
Mensa, which is hilarious that means stupid, because you're right. Mensa is a club for people of a certain IQ that is very high.
The highest. I love that. And then we learned about, which I had known chonies.
I didn't know chonies.
I did know chonies. Yeah. Happy to know it again. Happy to see it in a sentence, you know?
Baboso.
Oh, I like the way you say that, Emily. You're good.
Ah.
Yeah, that sounded nice.
You know what my favorite thing always, too, is when someone's describing something and they're just speaking and then they're like, Latina.
Yeah.
Like they just, you know, like turn it on. They're like, she's like, and the show I'm in is a Latina cast. You're like, oh, yeah. Pardon moi.
Yeah, that's like the newscasters who do that. It's
yeah.
so much fun. But she is, wow, she was a blast. So we learned a lot. I mean, we're going to have to really start to integrate these. And I think we do need to get more, you know, ethnic flavor in our lexicon and just start to just branch out a little because there's some fun out there that we have not uncovered.
And we're going to have it. We're
going
to have it.
So y'all can see her in
East Los High.
It's on Hulu. And, you know, we have so many amazing people contact us on Twitter. And we would just love to give a shout out to...
This one's going out to Jenny Mattern at Snappy Casual CA, which I'm assuming is
Cali.
For California. She writes, at OMFG Pod, improving my swerve one podcast at a time. Am I using that right? Love this show. And we love you, Jenny.
Jenny, you know you are. That was great. You're doing great. Wait till you hear this episode because... Golly gee, well, you just heard it. This is the only way you could have heard it. But you love it? Let's see what you can do with it. Let's see how you move Mensa and Skunka and Chonies into a sentence. Tweet us.
Swerve
Let's see
that.
What's up. Swerve it. See if you can swerve that, girl.
Swerve it to us.
Swerve it our way.
Thank you guys so much. And as always, follow us at OMFG Pod.
I'm Deanna Raphael.
Emily Foster.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.